Radio Free Charleston is on the air.
Kitty. Oh, hey there, ghost cat. Why don't you show yourself to me? Hey there, ghost cat. How I would like to see a little ghost cat walking down the hall on those ectoplasmic paws. Come on, kitty. Don't you show yourself to me, hey famous Mothman. How I do long to see a big old Mothman swooping from a tree, scaring the bejesus out of me. Monster, why don't you show yourself to me? Hey, Flatwoods Monster, how I do long to see that freaky monster who can hypnotize with those scary ray gun eyes.
Hello and welcome to Radio Free Charleston. I am your host, Rudy Panucci, and as always, we're going to bring you cool, local, international, independent, wild stuff. And we opened with our friend Ann Magnuson and Ghost Cat, which we heard last year at her Sororalism show, which she did around Halloween at the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame in Charleston's Town Center. And she even gave me a Ghost Cat sticker last year when we both appeared on Josh Gaffin's afternoon show at Status Quo. 88.1 WTSQ. Listen to them if you are in the vicinity. Anyway, we have sort of a Halloween show this week. I didn't go all out for Halloween this year, but due to popular request in our second and third hours this week, I am bringing back Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International. This was an RFC International that I did back in 2016. I ad-libbed the whole thing, doing all the voices myself, and then cut them together and put together an assortment of Halloween music, and people seem to really like it, so what the hell. It's the return of Count Rudolph, a character I have done on and off now for 15 years or more. I can't remember because I'm old. Anyway, welcome to Radio Free Charleston. I'm Rudy. I think I told you that already. We have some cool stuff coming up. Our first set of music is going to be sort of Halloween-y, but not entirely. But we are going to kick it off with the Big Bad. I finally tracked down a copy of their new single, The Ballad of Mary Kelly. I do wish they would put out the album that my lovely wife and I helped with backing vocals on something like 4 years ago. I'm sure they'll get there eventually. Anyway, here is the Big Bad with the Ballad of Mary Kelly. You'll love it to pieces. On Radio Free Charleston, on the air.
Chapel, raise a glass to Mary Kelly. Hey!
don't let this slip through your hands. Just chase that fox down through the pine, through the cold river bend. Children know the meat is fine. Don't let them dogs out of your sight. Don't let this slip through your hands. Just chase that fox down through the pond, through the cold river bend.
Thank you.
daughter mine. Be the wicked one when it comes undone, though they'll label you insane. Make sure you're stronger and faster and smarter and willing to take out their needs. I can't protect you from
bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Even notice just as I reach out for the stars. Sick of seeing friends live their lives while I'm running out of time.
That was Astrodot with The Blank Dahlia. Before that, we had David Sin with Stardust off his new EP, Somber Poems of Sentience. That was preceded by Matt Berry with Driving Seat. That's an instrumental track off of his new album, which I will tell you about more later because I'm going to be playing more of that in the coming weeks. We went back and revisited the Sideshow Villains with Be the Wicked One. They had a big Halloween blowout last weekend in Chicago, and we would have gone if we had been anywhere near Chicago. That was preceded by a brand new single from Sierra Farrell with Fox Hunt. And that was a sort of a Halloween-y sounding set of music, I would say. But now we've got people who are going to dress up for Halloween. We're going to bring you a set of music by bands and musicians who are dressing up as 1980s new wave-ish bands. And we're going to kick it off with a brand new single from Frenchie and the Punk. By the way, you're going to hear Payback's a Bitch, Dolly Rots, Maxi Priest, Franz Ferdinand, and Jamie's Pawn Shop Guitars in the following set. But we're leading it off with Frenchie and the Punk and their cover of Susie and the Banshees' classic, Cities in Dust, which was released on the anniversary of the original song by Susie. Here is Frenchie and the Punk, Cities in Dust, on Radio Free Charleston, on the air.
Rolling down your gate, oh, left this place a long time ago.
Radio Free Charleston.
La, do, la, do, la.
I ran to you.
was Jamie's Pawn Shop Guitars. And for this iteration of Jamie's Pawn Shop Guitars, that was Mark Beckner on vocals, Dave Roberts on drums, Jason Roadblock Robinson on bass, Ryan Jackson playing guitar, and Jamie Skeen on keys and production and coordination. And before that, we had Franz Ferdinand doing their version of Tainted Love. Maxie Priest gave us his version of Message in a Bottle. The Dolly Rots, off their new album, gave us a cover of The Divinyls, I Touch Myself. And Payback's a Bitch did a remake of Fascination Street, which will be out next week on all streaming platforms. I'll tell you about it again in a week or so. Anyway, we have time for one more set of tunes before we head out and turn it over to Count Rudolph. And here's a band that I had on the video version of Radio Free Charleston, and I had no idea until a few days ago that they actually had an album on Bandcamp, and it came out like 12 years ago. Here's the Tom McGee's with Save Me on Radio Free Charleston on the air.
All this left is a broken man. He's done nothing. can't tell you why. No need for sad goodbyes. We can both agree on see you later. I'll miss you in the darkness. I'll remember in the the moon I hope it holds you tightly. Connects the stars and turns the dark to light. Let the tide run high. To the sky. I'll miss you in the darkness. I'll remember in the light. The moon I hope it holds you tight. The stars and turns the dark to light.
Wrapping up our first hour and our new hour this week, that was Hello June with the Moon, because moons are scary. Actually, that's not a scary song, but it fit perfectly in the space I had left in the hour, so, you know. Hello June. That's a great album, by the way. Go out and buy Artifacts. And that was preceded by Lucky with Bent Laughter. Lucky was Sean Richardson and some of the guys from Strawfish and some of the guys from Mother Nang. And they put that out, and I didn't even know about it, but I found it because sometimes when I have downtime, I just prowl around Bandcamp and look for stuff by people I should have known was already out. Anyway, that's it for this week, sort of. We have 2 hours of great, fun Halloween music coming up from Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International. I am Rudy Panucci. I thank you for listening. Remember to support the local scene, and stay tuned, because Count Rudolph is coming, and he's really, really scary.
That's right, boss.
Radio Free Charleston International is on the air.
Not so fast there, smart guy. This is Count Rudolph, risen from the dead. And you are listening to Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International on the air. realize it's Halloween, and that is why I have returned, and I have taken over Radio Free Charleston International, which is not on this week. You see, it's time for the return of Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International. Yes, I know we've never done one before, but it is still a return, because I say so. Get ready for 2 hours of macabre and mystical music to thrill and delight you.
Master, Master!
What? Igor, what are you doing here?
Master, I have to tell you something.
Before that, I have a question for you, you snotty little man. Why are you Igor when traditionally a vampire's assistant is Renfield?
Well, you see, all the Renfields were busy.
The Renfields?
Yes, Master, you see. There's more than one.
More than one Renfield. Explain this to me, you little twat.
Well, Master, there's several Renfields, and they have a band. And let's listen to a song by them right now on the Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater.
Wait, don't you introduce a song, you little bastard!
Go, go. Take your hand. We belong here.
That was the very scary snake finger, the man in the dark sedan. And even scarier, he's dead. He's deader than hell. He's deceased. And that's really scary. Before that, you heard a very scary song by The Big Bad, The Omen. Remember that movie with all the scaries and the tricycle in? Very scary. And we began that set with Machete A Go-Go by The Renfields, who I wish I could afford a Renfield for an assistant instead of Igor.
Up yours.
We shall continue Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International with a very scary topic indeed. One of the scariest monsters ever on the big screen. Here is Blue Oyster Cult with their song about Joan Crawford.
as we sipped our friend's cafe on an old English table in the good old USA. The Martians were landing on a statue on the bay, but I didn't get a chance to watch the news today.
Once, upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, "tapping at my chamber door, only this and nothing more." Distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before, so that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, to some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door, some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door, this it is, and nothing more. Presently, my soul grew stronger, Hesitating then no longer, sir, said I, or madam, truly, your forgiveness I implore, but the fact is, I was napping. And so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here, I opened wide the door. Darkness there. Nothing more. Deep into that darkness peering. Long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before, but the silence was unbroken. The stillness gave no token. The only word there spoken was the whispered word, Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, Lenore. Merely this, nothing more. Back into the chamber turning, all my soul within me burning. Soon again I heard a tapping, somewhat louder than before. Surely, said I, surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see then what thereat is, and this mystery explore. But my heart is still a moment, and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind, and nothing more. Open here I flung the shutter, when, with many a flirt and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady, perched above my chamber door, perched upon a bust of Pallas, just above my chamber door, perched and sat, nothing more. Then, this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven, wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore, quoth the raven. Nevermore. Much I marvel this ungainly fowl to hear discourse so plainly, though its answer little meaning, little relevancy bore, for we cannot help agreeing that no living human being ever yet was blessed with seeing bird above his chamber door, bird or beast, upon the sculpted bust, upon his chamber door, with such a name as Nevermore. But the raven, sitting lonely on the pallet bust, spoke only that one word, as if his soul in that one word he did outpour. Nothing farther than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. Then the bird said, startled by the stillness broken by reply so aptly spoken. Doubtless, said I, what it utters is its only stock in store, caught from some unhappy master whom unmerciful disaster followed fast and followed faster, till his songs one burden bore, till the dirges of his hope that melancholy burden bore of never, nevermore. But the raven, still beguiling all my fancy into smiling, straight I wheeled a cushioned seat in front of bird and bust and door. Then, upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy unto fancy, thinking what this ominous bird of yore, what this grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt, and ominous bird of yore meant in croaking nevermore. This I sat engaged in guessing, but no syllable expressing to the fowl whose fiery eyes now burned into my bosom's core. This and more I sat divining, with my head at ease reclining on the cushion's velvet lining that the lamplight gloated o'er, but whose velvet violet lining with the lamplight gloating o'er she shall press, ah, nevermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer swung by seraphim, whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God hath lent thee, by these angels he hath sent thee respite. Respite and nepenthe from the memories of Lenore. Quaff, oh, quaff this kind nepenthe, and forget this lost Lenore, quoth the raven. Nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still of bird or devil, whether tempest sent or whether tempest tossed thee here ashore, desolate, yet all undaunted, on this desert land enchanted, on this home by horror haunted, tell me, truly I implore, is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, think of evil, prophet still of bird or devil, by that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both adore, tell this soul with sorrow laden, if within the distant Aden it shall clasp a sainted maiden whom the angels name Lenore. Clasp a rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, quoth the raven. Nevermore. Be that word our sign of parting, bird or fiend, I shrieked upstarting. Get thee back into the tempest and the night's plutonian shore. Leave no black plume as a token of that lie thy soul had spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken. Quit the bust above my door. Take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form from off my door, quoth the raven. Nevermore. And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting on the pallet bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. And his eyes have all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming. And the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor. And my soul, from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor, shall be lifted. Nevermore.
That was Christopher Walken's dramatic reading of The Raven. Wasn't that really scary? Well, wasn't it sort of really disturbing and creepy anyway? We'll go for that. Before that, you heard Crack the Sky with Invaders from Mars and Blue Oyster Cult with Joan Crawford.
Master, can I introduce the next song?
Why should I let you introduce the next song?
It's what you yell at me all the time.
Go away! I will introduce the songs on this show. This is my show. Count Rudolph, host, Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International. Damn it, here is Kate Bush with Get Out of My House on Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International.
I am not getting out of your house.
When you knock the door, you pause in the doorway. So I start to storm you away. I want you to pull you away. So I run to the home, into the corridor. There's a door in the house. I hear the lift descending. I hear it hit the landing. See the house and the cat. With my key,
we have
That was the Neckerfelds with Scream!
Scream!
Cut that up. Before that, you heard Stephen Merritt with Scream!
Scream!
Willie, we began that with Kate Bush. And now, as we approach the end of our first hour, we're going to bring you a lovely, touching ballad by a group of young gentlemen near and dear to my heart. Here is, or here are, the Jasons with Camp Arawak on Radio Free Charleston International on the air.
Scream!
There's a legend in these woods of a camp not far from here. And on a quiet night, the sound of screaming children fills the air. Where a young girl lost her mind and some campers lost their heads. They say that Angela stalks the grounds of old Camp Arawak. I could be your Burt Reynolds if you'd just be my happy camper girl. I'd like to leave and hold you in my arms tonight.
When I'm hiking
just heard the Dickies with Attack of the Mole Men, celebrating another cinematic horror classic. Really. It's good. You should watch it. I think you can get it on the Roku. Anyway, I am Count Rudolph, and I thank you for listening to our first hour.
I am Igor, and I thank you too.
Shut up, Igor. Shut up. You are pissing the Count off.
Up yours.
We will be right back after these messages. Hello, and welcome to Radio Free Charleston. I am Rudy Panucci.
I'm Mark Wolf, and you're listening to the best of The Real with Mark Wolf.
Welcome to Sydney's Big Electric Cat.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gibby welcome Hunters to Gibby Hunters.
Here we are again, the latest episode of 6 Degrees of Separation, Charleston, West Virginia's finest extraterrestrial radio program.
I'm Rudy.
I'm Lee.
This is Michelle Zirkel Markham, your host for Life Speaks.
The air!
The air.
The air.
The air.
The air.
Radio Free Charleston International, bringing you the finest music from around the world, is on the air.
Radio Free Charleston.
You are listening to Radio Free Charleston International on Appalachian Independent Radio.
With the very scary song, Fashion Zombie.
It wasn't really that scary.
Yes, it was. Did you see the video? Did you see the video?
I did not see the video.
Then don't talk about things of which you know nothing. Know nothing?
Up yours.
Next up, we are going to go into a classic, long piece that just sets the frame for demonic possession. Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International presents Mike Oldfield with Tubular Bells.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ, Master, that was one long song. Why did you play something that long?
First of all, don't judge me, you little piece of excrement. Second of all, sometimes the Count has to use the bathroom. But continuing on with our Halloween scary Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International program, it's Oingo Boingo asking the musical question, dead or alive?
Way back in Scotland's way, there was children of the mean. They sewed up the girls for the boys. They chopped off hands and feet. One got away to prepare for revenge. She swore to avenge all of the fallen dead. Other white meat. Yum yum.
Thank you.
that was Nine Inch Nails, which are scary, simply when you look at them. I mean, Nine Inch Nails, very scary to look at. But that song was Come Back Haunted, which is doubly scary. So it was like two for the price of one. Before that, we had the very, very scary Hera singing about Sonny Bean, a man who liked to eat other people. And don't tell me that's not scary.
That's some scary shit, boss.
Did I ask your opinion? We kicked it off with Oingo Boingo. We are in the home stretch, but we have some music left. And we haven't visited in with the godfathers of horror punk. So let's let the misfits teach us about horror business on Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International on the air.
Too much horror business, driving lit at night. Psycho 38, my bathroom is new. You don't go in my bathroom with me. Psycho 38, 12 o'clock, don't be late. All this horror business, my mirrors are black. You don't go.
To enter another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind, a journey into a wondrous land of imagination. Next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Shopping, shooting one another for a comfortable chair.
Dropped onto the floor. And the bedroom door. Maybe he's as scared as me. Where's he gone now? I can't see.
Where is the spider? Where is the spider? Is wrapped in a ball. Doesn't seem to move at all. Perhaps he's dead, I'll just make sure. Pick this book up off the floor. Where is the spider? Where is the spider?
That was The Who with Boris the Spider. Really scary because spiders are so scary.
Yeah, that's scary, boss.
Will you shut up?
I mean, they eat like the bad bugs and everything. You know, spiders are actually...
Will you shut up?
I seen a spider eat a wasp once. And wasp are...
Shut up! I do not want a lecture about arachnids on my program.
I'm just saying, they're not that scary. They do good things.
I don't care that they do good things. They are scary. Jeez, you can't get good help these days. Anyway, I want to thank you for joining me here at Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International Manor. It's very spooky here. Very spooky.
Not really that spooky.
Shut up. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. Please enjoy the Halloween season. I am Count Rudolph, and I bid you welcome.
Shouldn't you have done that at the beginning of the show?
Shut up! Shut up!
I'm just saying, I mean, welcome at the end of the show. What? You didn't think this through very well, did you?
Shut up, Igor. I'm going to think this tire iron through your head.
No need. Don't get so aggressive.
That's it for Radio Free Charleston Horror Theater International. I am not going to leave you hanging. Even though that would make for a great decoration.
That's a bit corny, boss.
Will you shut up? Anyway, here is your top secret, double secret, triple secret mystery bonus track.
What is it?
If I told them, it wouldn't be a secret, now would it?
You should go ahead and tell them.
I'll tell you. Why don't you just go to hell?
Bones are ground and baked into cakes, but you passed around.
Yeah, we have
Radio Free Charleston is brought to you by General Substances. If it's composed of matter, we have a hand or two in it.